The Weekend Sports Podcast starts now.
Damian Lillard, the Miami Heat. Why the fuck hasn't this happened yet? So, for those of you who haven't heard and have been living under a rock for the past couple weeks or months, I should say, at this point, Damian Lillard has requested a trade out of Portland and specifically wants to be traded to Miami. But there's been a lot of complications and hangups. We've been gone for a while. So, first, before we dive into some of the he said, she said nonsense between the GMs and the front offices and who did who wrong and who did what right by who, Eric, just your general thoughts on Damian Lillard requesting a trade and his apparent emphasis slash demand that he only wants to play for Miami.
Well, it's about time that he fucking gets the fuck up out of there. Fucking doing nothing important. He's just wasting his fucking... I feel like he's just wasting his talent away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and to your credit, like, that's been the populist opinion, I think. I do think most NBA fans were of that opinion. Like, when the trade request finally did come through, I do think most people agreed that, like, you know what? It's been 10 years. You know, he tried. They haven't been putting the team around him. You know, this seems, bro, it's like, this seems it's about right.
Like, I don't want another fucking thing to happen like what happened to Melo. One of the greatest basketball players to ever play the game. No championship, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? That fucking sucks. So see a talented star like Damian Lillard waste his time in Portland where, you know, Portland at one time was a good team, but they really forgot about even building a team there, you know what I mean? At one point, it seemed like that.
No, absolutely. And, absolutely. I agree with you.
You know what? At what point and at what cost? What, you know, what is it going to cost Damian Lillard to just say, you know what? I want out of this team. I want to win a championship. If you guys are doing nothing to satisfy that, then I need out of here, you know?
And I think to clarify, like, no one is giving Damian shit for this. I think a lot of people kind of agree.
Well,
like,
not people per se, but that specific team is like, you know, being
Right. And we can get into that, right? Like the thing that you're touching on is kind of the whole thing of like, yo, Portland, like, this is your franchise guy. Like,
you're being really petty, bro. This
like, don't drag your feet on this. You know, get a deal done, right? You know, argument from the other side is that he's making it difficult.
The least you can do is give a man who's giving you 10 years of his career is give him his release. So per se, give him his release to another team.
Yeah. I also think, like, and there's another aspect to this that I think doesn't maybe get talked about enough. Like, there's just a difference in the price a player gets when the team is deciding to rebuild, right? Like for example, like you're gonna net more in compensation for a guy like a Kevin Durant when he's going from, you know, Brooklyn to Phoenix, let's say, but only because, like, the compensation's correct, right? Like, Brooklyn made that abundantly clear that they weren't going to trade Kevin Durant for anything less than they felt he was worth. They wanted to try and do right by him, and that's why, you know, they tried to trade him to the teams that he said he wanted to, but they ultimately took their time to get the right deal. The difference is here, the Nets didn't necessarily want to rebuild. What they wanted was for Kyrie and for Kevin Durant to put their bullshit to the side and play fucking basketball and win them a chip, right? Like, that's the difference, right? So there's pettiness there. With Damian, look, Portland has made moves time and time again that indicate that this is a long-term plan. You know, they continue to use these high-level draft picks on admittedly high-end prospects, but not guys that are ready to hoop right now, or at least not at a high level, not ready to contribute to a championship roster. I think when you make those moves and you show yourself to be kind of a futures team, not trying to compete now, a win now piece like Damian does become inherently lesser value because to you, he is of lesser value. What does him putting up 40 points for you do anything for you? You're trying to rebuild. Clearly, based on your moves, what you're trying to do is rebuild here. Right? I mean, so Damian scoring and getting you wins is actually counterproductive for you. So that's why the market price, I think, has been so weird to gauge with Damian. It's 10 years of service, right? So 10 years of wear and tear on the knees. You know, it's the indication that it's not like if Damian stays in Portland that they're contending for a championship, right? So it's actually behooven of them to give in to Damian's demands and just trade him for the best available package, which right now seems to be from the Miami Heat. You know, it's one of those situations where it just feels like Joe Cronin is trying to gain some additional leverage here, and I just don't see where the leverage comes from.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, there's supposedly another team that supposedly the Orlando Magic are trying to get him to.
Oh, there's interesting. Team.
Yeah.
Wow. But
there's an interesting blockbuster 4-team trade that someone put out there. They said there should be a 4-team trade between the Miami Heat, New York Knicks, Pelicans, and Blazers. So they propose the Heat acquire Damian Lillard, the Pelicans trade for Tyler Hero, the Knicks receive Brandon Ingram, and the Blazers get Julius Randle. What the hell?
I mean, I don't see why the Blazers do that. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I think the most direct path to a trade right now is the one that's been thrown out there. It's Miami sends out 3 first round picks and one of or both of Jaime Jaquez and Nikola Jovic. They send Tyler Hero off to a third team, whether it be a team like Utah or Brooklyn, who then sends an additional pick or two to Portland. Portland walks away with 2 young prospects, you know, for some draft picks and some pick swaps. I think that's a pretty fair compensation there. And I actually think that's probably overpaying because, I mean, like, I actually think that's a really good package. I'm surprised that the deal hasn't been done, if I'm being honest. Like,
now, let me ask you a question. Let's say if we cannot get Damian Lillard, would you be up for a trade for DeMar DeRozan?
I mean, that could work, right? I mean, I think DeMar brings some overlapping skill sets. The Chicago Bull that I would be far more interested in is Zach LaVine, actually. He's been mentioned in a few trade rumors as well. Miami's been linked to him a few times. I actually really do think that he could step in and be an instant contributor. He brings the long-range shot of, you know, because he can pull up from fucking half court, kind of like Dame does. He's got that crazy vertical leap where he's just jamming on motherfuckers. Like, yeah, I think he could actually be a valuable piece to this team. DeMar DeRozan, though, I'm a fan of his. I would take him, you know. You know, truthfully, I'm at the point where I'm just like, I think it's Dame or bust, man. I think if I'm the Heat, and I know they don't have to do this, and this is why I'm not the GM, right? Because I don't have the patience for it. I think ultimately the Heat will get Damian Lillard because they're the only ones that are currently making serious offers. That being said, it's going to take some time. That being said, I think it taking time is a negative. That's why if I was Pat Riley and Andy Ellisberg, I think I would already be offering the motherload package that I can offer and just like try and get this thing done as soon as possible. Because once you get Dame,
what they were asking for, though. Like, what is it that the Blazers are asking for?
I think that's been the hard thing to kind of pin down here, because all the reports seem to indicate that the Blazers simply want better, but that they're not actually giving Miami an offer that they want. And like, that, like, apparently Miami is like actively asking, like, well, what do you want? And the Blazers are just like, do better. So I don't really have an answer for that, but that seems to be one of the issues here, right?
Yeah, that shit is fucking dumb.
I don't know.
You,
I just
what,
I,
you
I,
want me, you want me to send you my the best whatever I have, but you're not willing to fucking tell me what.
Yeah, and it's and on top of it, it's like a business going like under, right? And they're trying to get rid of everything, and there's like this one item that they can't move, and someone makes an offer, and they're like, no, I'm not gonna take that low offer. But then the guy's looking around and he's like, well, I don't see anyone else bidding on this item. So either right. you sell it to me at this cost or you get to eat it. Right. And I think what Portland is threatening is like in this situation, they're willing to keep Damian Lillard long term. Right. Even if he doesn't show up, even if he kind of makes a mess of things. I think it'll ultimately probably come down to Damian Lillard maybe having to show his ass a little bit and kind of, you know, force the issue, you know, because we've seen it in the past where teams do this and it always ends with the player kind of having to be a villain in a sense on his way out. I'm hopeful that that doesn't have to happen, but it would not shock me because, you know, it's sports, man. It's a mean business, man. It's a cruel, cruel business.
Yeah, bro. For sure, for sure.
I do want to ask you, though, E, just as someone who is, you know, an observer of the sport, has a good knowledge of it, like fit wise Dame with Jimmy with Bam, like that bro, has to feel like one of the best fitting big threes
that
we've
has
seen
to be the best new big three since LeBron, Dwayne and Bosh.
I mean, I think one can make the case for Kevin Durant and joining Steph and Clay, but I hear you. I'm totally with you though. I think it's from a fit standpoint, it's so perfect, I think.
Trust me, bro.
They all complement each other so well.
If that dude comes to this team, it's gonna be a problem.
I agree with that. One last question I wanted to ask you before we get on out of here, E. You know, we talk about Dame and the whole trade stuff. There has been a contingent of fans that seem to be upset with Dame only requesting Miami, right? So the question I had for you, because it also came out a while ago that James Harden apparently wants to be traded and wants to be traded specifically to the LA Clippers. No one has seemed to bat an eye at that. I'm curious to know why it seems to be an issue whenever Miami is in on a superstar, but not necessarily when other teams are in on superstars, right? Like, it kind of feels like, you know, we've seen players request trades to specific teams in the past, and it doesn't become an issue. But then the moment they request Miami, now suddenly everyone's talking about, oh, well, it's bad for the game that these stars are requesting trades to just one team, right?
Yeah,
your thoughts on that. Is it bad for the game? Do you just see it as part of the business? Like, just I'm curious to get your perspective on it.
It's not bad for the game, bro. It's bad, you know what, it's bad for business because each team is going to want to have their own fucking big three, right? When you don't have the big three like other fucking, like other big teams, what mm-hmm. happens? Your market goes down.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And people are not going to want to go see the superstar, the one superstar who's giving it all that court, you know what I mean? They're going to want to go see the big three. Like, hey, these motherfuckers are going to win us a championship. You know what I mean? But
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, team wise, fuck that, bro. If you could get a big four, fuck that. Get a big five. You know what I mean? Get a fucking top five. You know, fucking starting five. Who gives a fuck? The point is to fucking win, right?
You play to win the game.
You play to win. You get paid to fucking win.
Hey, I'm with you. I get you.
I mean, those people who are over here fucking crying about all especially Miami, bro. Because when LeBron came over here, that was a fucking whole thing around the league. You know what I mean? And now that Damian Lillard, you know, decides to, hey, I want to fucking go to Miami. You know, the league wants to make a big deal about it. Like,
yeah, like, bro, that's the thing that I found weird that, like, Miami always seems to be the guy that gets punished for doing what everyone else is doing.
I feel like there's something or someone behind the scenes pulling strings to like, hey, why are you guys gonna let this happen? Like, you know how much, you know what I mean?
Well, look, I mean, and we can, I don't want to get into that because it's a little speculative, but you know, there's a certain worldwide leader in sports that's based in a certain northeastern city that maybe isn't too fond of Miami always getting the big names when they feel like they deserve it. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. But you know, the thing I find interesting is just how consistently Miami gets punished for this type of stuff, right? So like, for example, when Kyle Lowry chose to come here, Miami lost second round picks. They caught us on tampering, right? Saying that we communicated with Kyle Lowry before the legal tampering period, right? Something that every team in the league does, right? It's just universally accepted that all these guys are making these deals before free agency happens. Everyone does it every year. Miami does it, we get fined. Everyone else does it, they don't seem to get the same punishment. I want to say Dallas got punished in that same offseason with us, but I forget. It was Miami and Chicago that got penalized for those tampering allegations. Prior to that, you had the CBA changing when LeBron came here, Dan Gilbert throwing a tantrum and inventing the luxury tax, which later bit him in the ass when LeBron went and built a super team in Cleveland. Before that, Juwan Howard agreeing to sign a contract back in like 96 or something. And then the league voiding it, you know, saying that, you know, there was something wrong with the numbers and all this stuff, right? Like, it's just funny how consistent the punishment team, it's outlined and there are punishments for it. It's just crazy how consistently Miami gets the punishment as opposed to other teams, right? The example I would like to use real quick is you need a stop when you see a stop sign, right?
Yeah.
But let's, for the sake of the argument, say that there's a stop sign in your neighborhood that everyone, and I mean everyone in your neighborhood, is not stopping at. They're just kind of rolling by.
Oh, no.
Every time you go to that stop sign, you go and you do what everyone else does and you roll past it and you get a ticket. And you're looking around like, yo, everyone else is doing this shit. But whenever I do it, I get punished, right? And that's how I feel with the Heat in certain instances like this. It feels like whenever there's a positive for us, the league comes in to kind of like almost undercut it sometimes, you know? And it's not every time, you know, like, you know, there've been examples of them not stepping in for certain things, right? But it's just, it's happened enough times in Heat history that like, I can understand why fans maybe get defensive when they see people complain about, oh, well, Dame requesting one team is bad. You know, like come on, man. Like, where was this energy, like, for Harden? Where was this energy for KD? Where was this energy for all the other guys before him? You know, it's like, I think there's just a general thought amongst Miami fans that we're tired of being persecuted.
Hell yeah, for sure, bro. Let that man Dame be free and let him come to Miami so he can win some fucking championships with Jimmy B, baby.
Damn right. And that has been the Weekend Sports Podcast. Thank you for listening. You can check out the links down below. Catch us next time.
We out.